views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dynamic Destiny Radio with your host, Coach Pete Cafarcio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Unpack your powerful potential this hour in a conversation that will revolutionize who you are. There's a way forward from feeling stuck. Learn the reasons most people feel their life is on hold and the practical things you can do about it. Join Coach Pete as he tackles the big, the little, the ugly, and the powerful in an hour of unparalleled radio you don't want to miss. If you knew your real purpose, would you live it? Or would you continue to turn away? Find out on Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio. Unpack your powerful potential now.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. I'm Coach Pete, coming to you from New York City, and you're listening to Dynamic Destiny Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Each first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, we'll help you get unstuck and keep moving forward toward your destiny. You can listen to the show on Facebook Live, your favorite podcast platform, YouTube, or my website, PeteCoaching.com. Hey, today is New Year's Day 2020. Happy New Year, everyone. And so I thought it would be appropriate to talk a little bit about goal setting and getting the right mentalities to move forward to make changes in your life. And so we'll be doing that. I'll be giving you some key principles that have worked for me. And as always, we'll be answering some feedback that we got from some of our listeners, some really good stuff this time. So I'm looking forward to that. To start out, though, we're going to have our quote for the day. And here it is. Worry is negative goal setting. Worry is negative goal setting. So, hey, we're always setting goals. And if you're just sitting fretting and worrying about things, you're setting goals. You're doing it passively, and it's going to take you in a bad place and suck the energy out of you. Don't do that. Let's get proactive. That's what this show is about. But don't be a worrier, because you're still setting goals. You're just doing them in the wrong direction. Okay? Okay, so this show, like I said, is going to be about goal setting. And to get this totally up front, I have to give a true confession. I stink at planning. I'm terrible at it. I have struggled with it my entire life. Okay. If I see something I want to do, my attitude is, okay, great, let's go do it. And I just jump right in. Some people call that impulsive. I choose to say that I'm an activator. Okay. But I've just not ever been really good at this kind of thing. I want to tell you a quick story. I don't know if you remember in elementary school, there'd be about a month or two in, we'd all have a couple days off because it was called parent-teacher conferences. And that's when your parents would go in and talk with your teacher. In this case, I was in elementary school, and they'd get a rundown and have these one-on-one chat. And I come from a family of pretty high achievers, mostly straight A students, and I'm number 7 out of 8. So there's kind of this pecking order, and there's kind of this reputation to live up to, you know, the family name. And I remember I was in third grade, and this parent teacher conference, not a problem. I've done really well with these in the past. My parents come home, they say, we need to have a talk. I'm like, uh-oh, what's going on? So we sat down in the living room, and they told me the results of the parent-teacher conference was, Peter's not living up to his potential. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what does that mean? And the big issue was that I couldn't really sit still, and I didn't really pay attention and follow through on things because I was just always out and about. And this has been something I've struggled with my whole life. Some would call it like ADD, or, you know, short attention span. And then what my parents did afterwards was set up a desk for me down in the basement, or a place where I would be free from distraction and be able to concentrate. Didn't help. Didn't help at all. And so, again, this has just been a lifelong struggle, is that I get easily distracted. Now, at the same time, if I'm really into something, I can be hyper focused on it. But it's just been a struggle. So my question back to you would be, well, why would you take advice on goals, goal setting and productivity from someone who struggled with it the whole life? And I'll tell you, I'll give you two reasons why. One is I had to learn this stuff the hard way. It did not come naturally to me. And because I had to learn it every stinking crawl, scratch, step of the way, I can describe it better than someone who can do this naturally. I can tell you all the pitfalls that I run into. I'm going to spare you all of them today. I mean, we're not going to go into all details. We'll hit some highlights. And then second, you can be encouraged because if these principles work for me, chances are they can work for you as well. Okay, so that's what today's show is going to be about. I'm just going to share what's going on, you know, the things that I've learned and some tips, some pitfalls to avoid, and hopefully to help you be smarter about moving forward and making changes in 2020. We are not going to talk about New Year's resolutions, however, because they don't work, okay, at all. Almost all, you know, all the studies and statistics show about 40% of people do set New Year's resolutions, and most people abandon them after 3 days, and after 1 week, they certainly do. So resolutions are a real kind of a cheap and kind of lazy way of goal setting, and they're not real smart, and they kind of set you up for defeat. The real problem is the longer you do those, like each year, if you try resolutions and they don't work, that's actually reinforcing a real negative narrative across your life. Like, don't try to set goals because you know you're going to fail. And one of the reasons it really stinks is because it tries to make it all about willpower. And good grief, very few people have that. In fact, I have some statistics for you. You know, if you've listened to the show before, you know I'm a big fan of the assessment Gallup Clifton Strengths. And these are 34 different talent areas that people have. And the idea is to find out where your talents lie and then maximize your activities in those areas, because that's where you're going to be the most productive. You're going to make the most difference. You're going to feel the most satisfied as well. Well, there is a breakdown of the strengths, there's 34 different strengths, and there's a breakdown of how frequently they occur in the general population. Okay. The number one is it's a strength called achiever. Okay. And 33% of the general population have that in their top five strengths. Okay. I hope this is making sense. When you take the assessment, the talents get rank ordered for you personally, 1 through 34, and your top five these are going to be your really, really strong areas. Okay. So the two strengths that are the most related to setting goals and discipline and making changes, one's called focus and one called discipline. Focus is your ability to stay on track and complete something and ignore distractions. A really nice thing. I ain't got it. And the second one is discipline, which is the ability to construct order and a system in order to get things done. Okay, like planning and making sure things get across the finish line. So in the general population, by the way, I don't have discipline either. They're both in like way in my bottom. Okay, in the general population, focus is number 29 out of 34. Okay, which means only 9% of the population have that as one of their top strengths. And discipline's even lower. It's number 31 out of 34, and only 7.4% of the population has that as one of their top five strengths. So if these are two areas that don't come natural to most of us, then why on earth would you set yourself up for failure by making a New Year's resolution that relies just on willpower or your innate ability to focus on a goal or to set up discipline when most of us don't have it? Okay, it's kind of a flawed approach. And we don't want you to do that. I don't want you to fail, and I don't want you to get discouraged. I want you to have success in this. So that is what we're going to work on. We're going to work on different ways of looking at it. And I don't want you to beat yourself up, because that does not help. Trust me, that's been my my approach most of my life. Just try harder. You should be more disciplined. What are you, lazy or something like that? These are not helpful. I'm going to show you what does work. Now, before we do that, I do want to give some feedback that we got from one of our listeners who did the Make It Real Challenge. Well, actually, she's just about to. And this references the last episode that we did, and episode 7, I believe. And it was the Make It Real Challenge was an exercise on gratefulness. Okay, gratefulness. And the challenge was every morning, wake up and pick 7 things that you are thankful for. And you can't, each day you've got to do that, but you can't repeat it. Well, Amanda spoke to me personally and said she's going to do this challenge. She's going to start in the new year, but she's putting a little twist on it. And I loved it. I thought it was a great idea. She is going to literally mount a whiteboard next to her bed. And so she's going to the first thing when she wakes up, she's going to write 5 items that she is grateful for. And she's going to do this 5 days a week, which I love the fact that, you know, she doesn't feel like she's got to do it every day. She's making it, you know, giving herself a little wiggle room in there, but it's a goal. 5 items a day, 5 days a week. So she's going to have 25 items by the end of the week. And at the end of the week, she's going to take a picture of her whiteboard. And so she's got 25 things that she was grateful for, 25 unique things. And she's going to do that for a month. So I love it. Thanks for that feedback, Amanda. And I hope that inspires you to do something as well. That's the whole point with these Make It Real challenges, is just to do it. Okay. So good on you. And we're believing for the best. Amanda, when you're done with this, I'd love to hear the impact that you feel like this has made in your life, because this is going to encourage a lot of other people. That's what we like to do on the show. So good for you. Good on you. You're listening to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio. Here's a question for you. How many major goals should you tackle this coming year? What's possible? Okay, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about that, tackling major goals, and how many can you tackle? So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least 3 things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete, where we unpack your powerful potential. You can learn more about me and get lots of helpful content at petecoaching.com. We're talking about the new year, setting goals and making changes. And the question was, how many things can you tackle at once? How many major goals and projects can you tackle at once? And here's my recommended approach. One thing, with a caveat, one thing at a time. Okay. Just one big thing at a time. So if you're like me and you do planning and you're setting up a comprehensive list of things you want to change in many different categories, you're setting up goals, that's great. But if it's a major goal, tackling one thing at a time is a lot more effective. Tackle it, bring it to completion, then move on to the next thing. Here's a truism. When you try to fix too many things at once, you actually don't make progress in any of them. Okay? Your focus is spread out. You're doing too many things at once. None of them are really moving forward to completion. The amazing thing is when you focus on fixing just one thing, okay, to get it through to completion, you will be amazed at how that'll affect a lot of other things in your life. First of all, it gives you that sense of accomplishment. And then, you know, our lives are all interconnected. We like to, you know, at least as a guy, I like to compartmentalize things. But sometimes when I just fix one thing, it actually has a ripple effect, starts touching other things. Some things take care of themselves. And all of a sudden, I don't feel like I'm juggling eight different balls. This has been a game changer for me. Okay, remember, the guy who has a hard time planning and getting stuff done, it's been a game changer for me. And I'll tell you exactly, you know, in my life, how I do that. I set up like about once a quarter or once every 4 months. I actually do mine in trimesters. I set out, hey, what am I going to do over the next 4 months? And I, you know, there's a lot of things I have to take care of. I'm running my own business. I've got a lot of different balls in the air, but I've limited myself to say, you know what? I can only get three major things done, say in the next quarter, over the next 3 months, averages out to be once a month. That right there is a discipline. Okay. To accept limitations and to say, well, oh, 3 months, I could accomplish a ton of things in 3 months. You know, the reality is when it all boils down, I got my day-to-day duties. I got other things that things don't go always as planned. It's just accepting that I can only get three major things done is in itself a discipline that I need to accept, but it's a good thing. And then I don't try to work on all three. I only work on one of them until it gets through to completion. And like I said, this has been a game changer for me. It feels like when I'm doing that, when I'm limiting myself, it feels like I'm going too slow. Okay. But wisdom over time has just taught me, you know what? That's actually smarter. You know, I hate the phrase slow and steady wins the race, because that's not me. I'm fast and activator, not impulsive. I'm activator. There's some truth in that when it comes to major projects, just kind of plugging away and one thing at a time. And then when that's done, celebrate, great, park it. I'm not even thinking about that thing anymore. So I'm not juggling constantly and always having to reprioritize. Just one thing, bam, 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 as far as major projects go. Okay. In the long run, it's a lot more effective, and more studies show multitasking doesn't work. It really doesn't. It's turning our brains into like soup. Okay. So it's great to have goals in a lot of different areas. In fact, I will tell you a little bit about what I'm going on. Beginning of last year, just in one quarter, what I wanted to do. I wanted to start writing a book, at least get the outline done. I wanted to set up group coaching for my career transition clients. I wanted to build a passive income asset that would kind of sell itself. I wanted to promote an ebook that I had already written. I wanted to give 5 speeches in the year. I wanted to lose a certain amount of weight. I wanted to get involved in a professional society for coaches. You've heard of We Align. I had the CEO on one of my previous shows. I'm a partner in that company, and I had a number of things to do there. Then I had ongoing work, right? Find new clients, get ongoing education. I wanted to get my my credentialing for the associate coach credential through the International Coach Federation. And I had things going on with my church, lots of different things. And I got to say, I didn't get all of them done. Okay. But when I started, by the end of the year of this past year, I started each quarter and I was like, you know what? I'm going to limit myself. I'm only going to try to get some of these things done, or just one at a time. I started knocking some of them out. I did get my ACC. Okay? I did get some speaking opportunities in place, and several other things. But I just noticed I'm getting more done than as I was trying to do everything at once. So you might have fitness goals, diet things, relational goals, personal development, education goals, whatever, financial goals. You've got all these things. Don't try to nail all of them at once. Okay. As you're looking at 2019, pace yourself one at a time. Okay. I'm beating that one up quite a bit. Okay. Here's another big tip. When you have something major that you want to tackle, break the big idea down into smaller tasks. And I'm going to take this a step farther, but break them into small tasks. You may have heard this before, break them into smaller tasks. I have had to do this. Break it into as small a task as possible, and then just do one of those tasks. This works. Okay. I'm just going to tell you, it works. It sounds almost like elementary. I was like, well, why do I need to do that? Trust me, it works. I'm going to give you, you know what? Let's go. I have a video clip queued up, and Jessica, who's my producer, she's gonna play that. So Jess, why don't you play that video clip?
Baby steps.
It means setting small, reasonable goals for yourself, one day at a time, one tiny step at a time.
Baby steps.
Okay, so this is from one of my favorite movies. It's called What About Bob? And it's this great comedic interplay classic between Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss. And but Richard Dreyfuss, he's a psychologist, and he had written this book called Baby Steps, and it just taking one small step at a time. And I'll tell you what, it really, really works. I didn't read the book, it's fictional. But the concept, one small step at a time. It works for a few different reasons. First of all, action breeds clarity. Okay. If you have a big project and you're just not making any progress on it, break it down, because taking just that one small first step and then the next small step will give you more and more clarity about what actually has to happen. Second, it gives you momentum. And that is super, super key. No longer are you putting that. I'm a major procrastinator, major. Like I could get a degree in it. But what I found is if I can just do, you know what? So I'm not going to tackle, like, again, let me give you an example. Maybe that'll make this a lot easier. I was working with my coach, and she had me work on a project. I was going to contact 10 IT executives to show them how my coaching can help advance an IT leader's career. Okay, this is something I know how to help IT leaders do that. And I've had a lot of success with them, but I needed to find more clients. So she's like, okay, contact 10 executives, send them a letter and show them, you know, how you can help. This was on my to-do list. This was my major list for the quarter, right? And it sat there for 2 months. And I was like, okay, gonna do it. And it just didn't happen. And then I remembered, you know, baby steps or breaking it down. And so then I was like, okay, how can I break this down? Because I'm obviously not making any progress on it. So this is what I did. Okay, step one, I'm going to go on LinkedIn. I'm going to find 10 candidates, IT leaders within the greater New York City area that just have the right kind of title. I can do that. You know, that's great. It's a lot better than send those letters to 10 people and make it exactly, you know, a great letter and everything. I can do that. I did the research part. Second, go dig up their contact information. Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that as a task. It's smaller. I can write a sample letter that I'm going to send to them. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. Third, I send the letter. Okay. Break it as very, very small as possible. Fourth, follow up on the letter. So guess what? It started working. I started doing it. Now, it felt like I was being a wuss. It felt like I was being slow and a baby. Like, only thing I did today was do some research. The only thing I did today was find some addresses. Well, guess what? It's a lot better than letting that thing sit for 2 months and not touching it at all. Take those baby steps. Okay. It doesn't feel amazing, each little step, but if you keep chipping away at it, before you know it, you've got momentum, you've got progress, and you're knocking out some of these great goals. So that's how that works. Okay. You get momentum. Before you know it, you're on to the next thing. I got to tell you, about a third of the time when I do this, I get so much momentum and progress from it. And by the way, these real, remember I said make this task as small as possible? Well, sometimes when you do that, you're like, I knocked that off in like 10 minutes. I thought it was going to take a half an hour. I just immediately jump into the next task that's on that list. And wow, I did two things today. That's a really great feeling. It's momentum, it's progress. Anyway, it's a hack. It helps. So I want to encourage you to do that. Now, there is another tool that I found that I want to kind of promote here. It's a free site. I think there's an app that goes along with it, but I use it off my laptop. It's called FocusMate, focusmate.com. I am not getting paid and they're not sponsoring the show. Maybe I'll talk to them about that. But I love this. FocusMate is another way to help you stay on track and get stuff done. And it's really cool. It's like virtual sitting at the library with your friend getting your homework done. Right. I don't know if you ever did that when you were in school, but I used to do that. Like, I can't get anywhere. I'm very social. So even though I'm not talking with my friends at the library table, well, sometimes I did, but we're sitting down together. It's helping me focus. I'm getting my stuff done because there's just having another person there. That's what FocusMate is. You both turn on your webcams and you sit down together. All you say is right in the beginning, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And for the next hour, you just do your work together. You don't even talk. These are strangers, by the way. And you don't talk to each other. It's up right in the beginning. And you're just, it's that kind of that accountability. This has helped me so much when I procrastinate or something I don't really want to do, like an expense report or some accounting or have to write. And if I'm feeling creatively drained and I have to write something, I don't really want to do it. I fire up FocusMate and I'll tell you what, it does wonders. And again, it's free unless you use it a lot and then they want you to pay a subscription fee, which is awesome, you know, because we want them to succeed as well. A lot of people are using this. FocusMate.com, highly recommend it. All you need is your phone or laptop with a camera on it, and pretty awesome. Okay, I'm Coach Pete. You're listening to Dynamic Destiny Radio. When we come back from the break, we'll give you some more tips that can help you make the changes that you want to see in your life in 2020. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com. We're back on Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete, where we unpack your powerful potential. As a reminder, you can catch archived episodes and get lots of helpful free content and resources at PeteCoaching.com. Hey, today we are talking about how to set goals and be productive in 2020, how to make the changes that you want to see in your life. And we've been going through different tips. And the next one I want to talk about is the power of habits. Okay. So when you think about something you want to change in your life, instead of thinking constant willpower, constant effort to make a big change and make a big shift in your life, like for instance, I don't even know, exercise. Let's just take that's a real common one. I don't know if I'm going to have the willpower. I'm going to try. And like, it's going to be constant effort. If instead of thinking about it that way, think about how can I turn it into a habit? Nice and repeatable, no brainer. Okay. I set it up and all I have to do is walk through the steps. The reason habits are so powerful is because it puts things on autopilot and you don't have to think about it. Okay, because when you have to think about every single step and it's new, that gets tiring. And if you're going to do the same thing every day, if it's going to be a daily habit, forget it. You know, it's just taxing, and you just don't want to do that. You already are experiencing the power of habits. And maybe you know this, maybe you don't. But next time you do your morning routine, maybe you take a shower in the morning, maybe it's in the evening, but whatever you do in the morning when you wake up. You know, do you get coffee, use the bathroom, take a shower, whatever you do and how you get dressed, pay it. You know, sometimes step outside yourself and just watch yourself. I don't have to think about this. I do these things automatically all the time. Well, that's what we would love to get on some of the new things you want to do. You want to establish new habits. Makes it a lot easier. The problem is they're not exactly easy to establish. Okay. So a couple things. We can do this. You can do this. Jumping back to the previous segment that we just talked about, only think about one thing at a time. Okay. Don't say, oh, I'm going to change my banking habits. So I have, you know, I'm going to be saving more money and I'm going to get exercise and I'm going to stop eating so much and I'm going to go start writing a book. Don't try to do all these things at one time. Okay. Don't, instead. Habits. Okay. Pick one area. Okay. And you want to repeat that daily for about a month. And accountability helps. If you can do it with another person, maybe you want to use Focus Mate that I talked about last time, whatever. Okay. But something to establish that habit and get some kind of reinforcement and have somebody, you know, do it with you. That would be great. Or at least check in with somebody. I've known this for a while. But I want to share with you a resource that I found that really became a game changer for me. And it was the concept of triggers. Okay. And a trigger is basically a small thing that you can do that has a domino effect on a lot of other things. For instance, another way to say it, like if I just focus on this one small trigger, everything else just kind of falls in place autopilot. So my mental willpower effort isn't about getting the whole habit or routine done. It's only on getting that one trigger. I will tell you specifically how that works for me. For me, at my age and how things have played out, I like to go to the gym first thing in the morning. As soon as I wake up, you know, whatever my other quick routines are. But that the first major thing I want to do is I want to get over to the gym. It's a block and a half from my house.
So I walk there. It's really great. But I started finding I was only having about a 40% success rate. And it's like, what is going on? And I started looking and I read a book that I'm going to tell you about called Triggers. And it's like, gee, how can I boil this down to a trigger event? And I realized something, and it's right here. It's my phone. Okay. And what I found was when I came into my office, if I started checking email or social media, my chances of going to the gym went way down because I was sitting in my chair and all of a sudden I'm in locked into this other mode where I'm like checking email, blah, blah, blah. Before I know it, I'm planning out my day. Before I know it, an hour and a half has gone by and I'm, you know, all this other stuff. Didn't make it to the gym. Well, I don't want to go to the gym now because I'm in the middle of work. Doesn't happen. So I boiled this down. I found a trigger for me is I only allow myself to check the weather on my phone. That's it. I can't check email. I can't check social media. I can't even check my calendar. Sometimes on the way to the gym, I'll check my calendar. Okay. But just the weather, because I kind of know how to dress to go walk to the gym. Okay. That's an example of a trigger and all kind of a, like a reverse trigger. I know that if I check anything besides the weather, it's going to screw up my routine and I won't make it to the gym. If I do it this way and only check the weather, I'm making it to the gym almost every single time. Okay. So it makes it so much easier for me. Okay. All I have to focus is don't check anything except the weather. I don't have to think about all these other things to get my butt into the gym. Okay. You could, so I want you to think about that and get creative and think about what's one thing that's related to other. I know other people who go to the gym and their trigger is this. When they think about getting all their clothes out in the morning, especially if their spouse is still in bed, that's a hassle. So their trigger is if I set my gym clothes out or running shoes or whatever you're going to do for exercise at night, they set it actually on the lid, the lid of their toilet in their bathroom. When they get up first thing in the morning, bam, those clothes are there. It's their trigger. Put me on. We're going to go exercise. And it makes it a lot easier. Okay. These are simple hacks, but they really, really work. So, you know, apply it for whatever works for your life. Get creative. And here's a book that I told you about that I really recommend. It's called Triggers. Okay. And the author's name is Marshall with two L's, Marshall Goldsmith. He's considered one of the top life coaches in the country, actually in the world. And I love this book. It was well written. It was encouraging. And it actually, the first time I was reading it, I was like, you're one of the top life coaches in the world. And you're writing this stuff that's so like simple and elementary. And then it hit me. I was like, oh, that's the beauty of this book and why it's so powerful is it is simple and elementary. But it took, I think, a lot of effort to get it to its elegance, to get it so simple. Anyway, worked for me. Probably work for you. Hope it works for you. Give it a shot. Get that book, Triggers by Marshall Goldsmith. Moving on, I want to give you the next thing that has really made a big difference for me, has helped some of my clients in a big way. I have referenced this concept already on a previous show, and it's treasure map versus roadmap. And I referenced this in episode 2 of this podcast. So I, you know, you can go back and listen to that, but I'm going to recount it here just because it's been so powerful. The reason it's so powerful is because it helps you to separate your dreams, when I say your goals, okay. Some of our goals are like dream goals. Oh, I want to be doing this. Or these are aspirational, right? They're aspirations in my life. And then there's goals like execution goals. Like, how am I going to get this done? How am I going to play it out? They're actually two really different parts of your brain. Actually, even parts of, they draw from different areas of even of your soul, of your heart. Like, oh, these are aspirational. This is like, I've got to get this stuff done. Very, very different. The reason this was powerful for me was I used to combine them. Okay. So I'd sit down at the beginning of the year, or even I've done this with a coach before. And he's like, okay, here's 7 different areas of your life. It's the wheel of life. And how do you rate in each one? And what are some goals you can set in each? And I was combining, well, I really want to have quality time with my family, or I want to go take a vacation with them. And then, you know, how are you going to execute on that? And it really got me bound up, because some of my goals, like I'm a big thinker. I really like to think big. And I was like, well, I don't know how I'm going to execute on that. There's a whole lot of other things that have to fall in place first. And it just was, I was trying to do two things at once. When I got this aha to split these in half and separate the two processes, it made things so much easier. So recap, treasure map is big, big picture. Where do you want to be? It's like a treasure. Okay. The end of the treasure map is your treasure. What is a treasure to you? What are the desires of your heart? They're aspirational, and you can think big. And when you look at a treasure map, it's not turn by turn detailed directions. It's like, hey, go to this next landmark and then go to that next landmark. A treasure map is an adventure. A treasure map has lots of twists and turns along the way. Treasure map isn't real clear. Some parts of it are missing sometimes if it's an old treasure map. And that's the way it's okay. And it's good. And it's a great vehicle for you to be dreaming. So set out a treasure map. I want to do this. And here's the next step. I think a major milestone that might hit. And then I'll need to make this major milestone on my way to this treasure. And then I'll make another one. Okay. A roadmap is different. A roadmap is like the map app on your phone tells you turn by turn directions. Very, very specific. In 800 feet, you're going to take a left. That's how you execute. So set up your treasure map and then only do a roadmap to get to your first milestone on the treasure map. Okay, so if I have a dream treasure map, I want to take my family on a big vacation to fill in the blank. You know, Disney World for you, Europe, something. Okay. Well, what's the next step? Okay, well, we're gonna save up some money for it and we're going to research because we're gonna have a great time and we maybe gonna talk to some friends who have already been there. These are all different things you can do. The roadmap is the specific execution just to get to the next step, okay? And that you are going to get really practical. So it frees you up to dream and tap into your desires unencumbered by the details when you're doing treasure map. And when you're doing roadmap, it lets you pound it out knowing that your dreams are in a safe place. Because when you do the roadmap, it can get discouraging, right? Because, oh, it isn't working out the way I thought. Well, that's okay. You don't have to go change your dreams. You're going to work on the roadmap part of it. Maybe you're going to learn. And then when you come back together, just maybe once a quarter, okay, say, okay, we executed this far. Let's look at the treasure map again. Do we have to adjust the goal a little bit? Or what did we learn? Or maybe the next milestone is going to be a little different. Just keep it periodic and make them go in sync. I have used this with some of my clients, and it has been a game changer. One couple that I was working with actually literally was in tears because it freed them up so much. They're not super strong in the execution part of it. Neither am I. I already told you about that. But when it freed them up, like you don't have to execute in order to dream, they could separate the two, and it just, they were just so freed up because they were trying to dream within the constraints of their ability to execute. And that just sucks the life out of you. Okay. So separate them and it's a lot more effective. Here is the make it real challenge for this episode. Here it comes. Write out your treasure map. Okay. Write out your treasure map. It's a perfect time to do it. Get creative. Maybe make a poster. Maybe make a literal map. I don't know. Go get a bed sheet and start painting on it. Fold it up or a canvas or cardboard or whatever. Make a treasure map and make it fun. Make it like a pirate treasure map, okay? Find pictures, add it to it, do it any way you want. Use paint or markers or glitter or whatever works for you. And put phases on it. Here's my next, you know, my next step in the treasure maps here. And then, you know, I'm going to have dashed lines because somehow I'm going to get to the next step. But here's the treasure. What is that treasure that's really in the desire of your heart, okay? I want to know what you discover when you do your treasure map. Maybe take a picture of it. Send it to me. Ask Pete at PeteCoaching.com. Want to get your feedback. Maybe we'll read it on the air next episode. Maybe I'll show it in the videos. Ask Pete at PeteCoaching.com. Anyway, do a treasure map. Have fun with it. Explore. Be playful. That's the whole idea, is to tap into your right-brained part of you and to be dreaming and aspirational. Okay. And worry about the execution later, but just be aspirational and do it in freedom. Okay. You're listening to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete. What is one thing you absolutely have to do before taking on a new goal? We're going to take a quick break. When we return, we're going to talk about that.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com. Welcome back to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete, the show where we unpack your powerful potential. To send in your questions or comments, email me, askpete@petecoaching.com, or visit my website, petecoaching.com. Hey, what's the one thing you have to do before taking on a new goal? Here's your final, here's another tip for your goal setting. You actually have to say no to some old things to free you up to say yes to the new things. Okay? This isn't just about setting new ambitious goals and packing more into your life. Okay. You have to put away some old things. You don't have enough room. Okay. And that's part of life. Life is part, you know, it's new, exploratory, new discoveries, but it's also about packing things away. It's about dying to certain things, letting them, you know what, that had its place in my life, but it's over now. Another metaphor that you could think about is pruning. Okay. I love gardening and horticulture. And in order to keep plants healthy, you got to prune them back. And the parts you have to prune are the parts that are growing the fastest. Okay. And so you think about that. In order to take on something new, the big question for you is, what are you going to let go of? In order to say yes to the new thing, what do you have to say no to? Okay. If you want to get involved in a new activity or maybe join a new group or club, what are some existing activities that you're in that you're going to have to say, hey, you know what? It's been great, but I have to step down from maybe a leadership role, or, you know, I'm just done. That group of friends, you know, they've moved away, or, you know, our values aren't the same as they used to be. I'm just going to step away from it. Sometimes it's really hard for people to do, but you need to do that to clear the room to step into the new thing. Okay. It takes courage. It's tempting to think you can just pack more in. Or here's another pitfall is to think, oh, you know, my life, I waste a lot of time in my life. I watch too much TV or spend too much time on social media. So in order to take on the new thing, I'm going to get more efficient and I'm not going to waste so much time. And then I'm going to, you know, I won't watch so much TV or I won't do as much social media. That sounds really good. And I want you to be more efficient, more productive with your time. And I don't want you to waste time. But that thinking usually doesn't work out, because typically what's going on with your TV watching, your social media, that's actually, it's not replacing productive time. A lot of times it's replacing healthy recreational time that you should be doing other things that build you back up.
Okay. So don't think, you know, I could just get more productive by doing more productive things and chipping away at the things you use for downtime. Okay. You have to say, no, I'm not going to do so-and-so. I've got to let go of a certain project or a certain kind of activity in order to bring the new thing in. Okay. So look at what you're doing now and start to make those hard decisions. Okay. The final tip that I want to, approach I want to bring up is something I picked up from a podcast that I listen to. I really like Michael Hyatt's podcast. Is very popular. I think it's in the top 10 for productivity or leadership. It's called Lead to Win. And I listened to it and I'm like amazed. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are so productive. And I already told you about my own struggles, but there's one concept that I really liked, and it's called the power of three. And what that means is each quarter, by the way, if you can go ahead and set goals for 2020, but really, let's be realistic. Think about just the next quarter. When I say quarter, next 3 months, maybe 4 months. Okay. What are the top, you're going to try to get a lot of things done, and you should. Okay. But what are the three major, most important things you're going to try to get done in the next quarter? Only think about three. Yes, you're going to try to do more than that. But if you can at least get these three things done, boom, that's a win. You're going to have that sense of satisfaction. And you're going to know that the things that you put and prioritize are the things that are most important to you. According, now you're going to have to map that to your own values and goals that you're setting out, or your overall big picture. But in the next quarter, I'm going to make sure I focus on these things. So by the end of the quarter, if I hit at least these three things, that's a win. I'm going to feel good about it. Okay. Now, if you can do more than that, that's cool. This gets more interesting though. Each week, hopefully you're doing some planning in the beginning of the week. Maybe you do that on Sunday. I do it on Monday morning. I'm looking at what do I want to get done this quarter? And I'm setting out the goals for the week. Three again. What are the top three goals that I want to make sure I hit this week so that it's a win? If I can get this done, and this done, it'll feel like a win. Okay. Now those should map up with the goals that I'm looking at for the quarter. Not always. Sometimes they don't. And you know what? It's not always three. If I'm going to have a really, really busy week, I've got a lot of meetings, they're going to be traveling, I know it's not going to be three major things. So it's okay. And I give myself some grace there and some wiggle room. But in general, I'm thinking I'm going to get three done. And then each day we're doing it again. Three, what are three things that are most important? If I get these three things done, I want to get more than three, but if I can get these three things done, it's a win. This has an amazing power to keep you focused on the things that are most important and to give you that sense of productivity. Now, I would love to think that I've told you this has worked for me. Okay. Now, I would love to think that because this has worked for me and I've proven it, that it goes on autopilot for me. If I don't make a choice to do this every single stinking day, my day just goes to pot really fast. Like, well, yeah, I know what my top three things should be. Yeah, I've got to write them down. Because if I don't write them down, I get in the middle of whatever. I'm checking email. I'm getting, you know, I'm active on social media for my business. That can get really complicated. I work from home. There are lots of distractions I got to be careful of being at home. Before I know it, what were the three things I was going to do? I have to write them down. It's a forced discipline and it just doesn't come natural. It's never going to come natural for me. But when I do these things, it really works. Top three things each day, top three things each week, top three things each quarter helps keep me on track. And all I can tell you, am I getting everything done that I want to? No. I'm getting a lot more done than I used to. To me, that's a win. That should be a win for you too. Okay, as we wind down, I have a favor to ask of you. If you benefit from this show, could you please click the like button, however you're experiencing this on social media, and share it with your friends? That would really help a lot. And if you're listening to this on podcast, please rate the show on your podcast platform. Okay, just give it 5 stars would be awesome. But whatever, be honest. If you appreciate it, rate the show. That helps those media platforms know that this is valuable. They'll actually promote it more. they'll start to offer it up more to other listeners. That would really help me a lot. So thank you. And thank you so much, everyone, for the positive feedback that you give. The quote for the day again is, worry is negative goal setting. Worry is negative goal setting. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Dynamic Destiny Radio. I had a wonderful time. I hope you did too. I wish you the very best for 2020. God's richest blessings on you. And I hope you can become all that you were meant to be. Please join me every other Wednesday at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Have a great week. And I want to see you back here next time. Remember this, you really are God's gift to the world. We're all depending on you to be the best version of you that you can be. Bye-bye.